It's not often that I take the Times on Saturday morning, and in fact, it's not often that I take the Times. Although it is a long time ago that I learned the phrase, one takes the Times, one reads the Telegraph, and one buys the Guardian, as one, I suppose one gets the right. But I did this morning because really I had nothing better to do, and I was looking forward to my large Ulster fry at Tesco's Knocknagunny. Something to do with my eyes. So there in the Times was a well-known honest chat for the word monetization. It appears that Giles and other people who work for the Times are being monetized. What he, of course, fails to notice is that he's already being monetized because the newspaper which he works for, and magazines, I suppose, that he works for too, are monetized by selling advertising space and copies of printed paper to the public. But he's concerned about being monetized online and maybe not being quite as popular as he might like to be. So he has decided that he's going to start Twittering his restaurant reviews. Now, Twitter haven't worked out how to monetize their service, but he has said that he signed up on Wednesday and picked up 1,000-odd followers in the first couple of hours, which, at the risk of causing offense, is considerably better than Jesus managed. So what I'm going to do is broadcast 140-character columns, about 20 words maximum allowed, throughout the day based on online news that is not yet in the paper. Ha! I'll get them monetized. So he started about an hour ago, it's now 1:45, reviewing restaurants in Notting Hill Gate, where he travels far to eat. And he's had lamb osso bucco, who'd have thought, rather good. But this is the problem that newspaper columnists have. Now, there was a video put out about 5 years ago called Epic 2014. And in Epic 2014, it forecast what it would be like in the year 2014 for newspapers and online media. It was later updated as Epic 2015. Now, it's really interesting to look at now, about halfway between 2014 and 2004, when it was published, because most of what was guessed about, rather than prophesied, most of what was guessed about has occurred, and there's really very little to go to do between 2009 and 2014 to finish off their predictions. So do and search for Epic 2014 or 2015 and see how that looks to you. In the meantime, I'm just going to continue reading the rest of the Times, which cost me £1.50 and weighs slightly less than a brick, and is about as much worth reading in as, well, I should have got private eye.